A copy of the Chihuahua treasure map was made by Barbara Croft, and with it, Jimmy and Speed flew to locate the entrance to the treasure cave. Rip Bender and his rascally father, discovering their mission, planted a time bomb in the boy's plane. While in a steep bank, Jimmy spots the bomb and Speed succeeds in cutting the rope with which the bomb is tied just before it explodes. They locate the Mexican Ortez, and Speed evolves an ingenious plan to substitute their airplane for the sun in order to locate the landmarks leading to the treasure. But an important landmark, three cedar trees, has been obliterated by time. Ortez, however, spots the decisive landmark, a flat rock, and upon scraping the dirt from its face, Jimmy discovers the identifying mark, a letter H, carved in its face. Jimmy signals Speed, who lands, and the three are now searching feverishly for the mouth of the treasure cave.
I certainly can't understand it, Jimmy. We've stepped off the distance with the utmost care. If there is any cave around here, I'll eat it.
Well, perhaps we made a mistake in our paces, Speed. Do you suppose we could have made a mistake in the stream?
I don't think so. Of course, there is no stream. There never is, except when it rains. But the slopes of this canyon show which way the water runs. You mean you thought we might be going downstream instead of upstream?
No, that's not what I meant. You know, we weren't able to find those three cedar trees. And it just occurred to me that perhaps other changes might have taken place also.
Ah, Señor Allen, he speak la verdad.
What's that, Ortez?
Verdad, Señor, the truth.
Well, still, I don't get you, Ortez. What do you mean, the truth?
Señor Robertson, I have heard story from old people. This mountain here is what you call extinct volcano, but at one time he lived.
I see what he means, Speed. This mountain here at one time was a volcano.
I understand, Jimmy, but that was a long time ago. I still don't see what...
Ah, but, Señor, the old people, they tell story of how many years ago they hear great noise. The earth shake and tremble. Great rock roll down mountainside. People flee in terror, Señor.
Oh, I begin to get you. What he means, Jimmy, is that in the memory of some of the present inhabitants of this country, there was a quake, or this old extinct volcano sort of came to life again, perhaps made one last dying shudder.
Oh, gee, if that's the case, Speed, this whole place could have been changed.
Sure it could. Yeah, that could explain the disappearance of those cedar trees. Now, I'll say one thing. You and Ortez were sure in luck when you ran across this rock with the H on it.
What do you think we ought to do?
Well, the chances are, Jim, that this treasure lies somewhere near or under the ground we now stand on. However, it's quite possible the entrance to the cave has been closed by this earthquake or some such disturbance. As I see it, the only thing we can do is to get a force of laborers up here and make a systematic search. We might have to do a lot of excavating, but I think we'd be bound to locate the treasure sooner or later.
I think you're right at that. Hey, listen. What's that?
Hey, it's an airplane.
Look, señores. It is the aeroplano of Señor Bender.
He's right, sure enough. It's Bender's yellow air wing. See? Right over that crest there.
I get it. That rat, he's flown up here to make sure that the bomb finished us.
I don't like this.
Why not, Jim?
Because he'll spot our ship up in the clearing and probably destroy it. Then how'll we get down?
I'll climb down. No, I don't think he'd do that anyway, Jim.
Look, señores. He fly this way.
Why, Georgie is coming over this way.
Hey, if he sees us here, he may think we found the treasure.
Hey, that's a thought. And if he does, he wouldn't stop at anything to put us out of the way. We know that for sure.
He could fly down low over us and drop some more of those bombs. And then we would be in a mess.
Now listen, Jim, and you, Ortez. We're going to be a lot better off if Bender doesn't spot us here. There's an overhanging ledge over there, and if you see it, come on, let's make a run for it. We may be able to hide there until he flies away.
Okay, let's go. Come on, Ortez.
Si, señores.
Speed, he spotted us. Looks like he's going to dive right down.
Quick, we haven't got a second to lose.
Yeah, it's Rip Bender, all right. He's flying from the front cockpit, and his father's in the rear.
Thank heavens. Here we are.
Hey, this place doesn't offer much protection.
No, I thought this ledge came out further than it does. Where's Bender?
Looks like he zoomed up and disappeared.
He'll be back again. Don't worry. That is if he spotted us. You think he did, Jim?
Oh, I'm afraid so, Speed. When we pulled up in that zoom, he was looking straight back down here.
Señores, Bender, he returned.
Oh, by George, he is coming back.
Look. He's diving straight down the canyon.
Now watch it now. If he throws out a bomb, be ready to run for your lives.
Hey, look. Look at old man Bender in the cockpit. What's that he's got in his hands? Why, it's a machine gun.
Hey, you're right, Jimmy. Come on, you two. Squeeze up under this ledge as far as possible.
Boy, those shots didn't miss us much.
It is the finish, senors.
Now, listen, you two. We got to get out of here. Ripper's zoomed up and we'll circle around and dive down this canyon again. Old man Bender's aim isn't going to be so bad the next time. We'll make a break for those big boulders on the other side of the canyon.
Okay, let's go. Come on, Ortez.
Yeah, Rip won't be able to change direction in this canyon. In order to shoot at us, old man Bender will have to switch his machine gun around to the other side of the cockpit.
Oh, here he comes.
How faster, you two, faster.
He did fire at us, he did.
Old man Bender got that machine gun switched around in a hurry, I'll say. Anybody hurt?
No, I don't think so. I'm all right. How about you, Ortez?
The salute is good, senors, but maybe not very long.
All right, here we are. Come on, let's squeeze in between these rocks as far as possible. You get in there first, Jimmy.
No, you get in first, Speed, and then I'll crawl in after you.
Now, listen, no argument. You do as I say.
But I don't see why you should be the one most exposed.
All right, come on now. Let's not waste any time. In with you, Jim, and then you, Ortez.
Here, Speed. Let me pull you in a little further.
Okay, Jim.
There. Maybe they won't see us at all here.
I don't think there's much chance of that.
The bullets, senor, they sound like the buzzing of bees.
Yeah? Well, they're going to sting us, too, unless we get out of here. Now, listen. This place is no good. Come on now, run for your life.
Where to, Speed?
That clump of bushes up the side of the canyon, Jim. If we can reach those before Bender spots us, we're safe. He won't know where we are.
That's a swell idea, Speed. Hurry up, Ortez.
Si, senor.
Oh, we're almost there.
We're going to make it, Speed. I'm sure we are.
Senors, help!
Uh-oh. Ortez has fallen down, Speed. Here, you grab one arm and I'll grab the other.
All right, you are, Jim. Here, Ortez.
There. Now, here we are.
Bender spotted us. He's swerving his way. Throw yourselves on the ground under these bushes.
Are you all right, Speed? And how about you, Ortez?
Si, senor.
Listen, Jim, our goose is cooked if we stay here. All Bender has to do is to circle around while the old man riddles his clump of bushes.
Hey, look, Speed. Look up there.
Where, Jim?
Between those bushes up there, see? There's a sort of a little opening in the ground.
Hey, right you are, kid. Come on, Ortez. Crawl up there as fast as you can.
Si, senor. You know, I think it's large enough for us to squeeze inside, Speed.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. It's our only chance.
Looks like Ortez has made it all right.
Now you, Jim.
I'm in, Speed. Come on now.
I don't know whether I can make it or not. I'm a lot bigger than you.
You've got to make it, Speed. Here, let me take hold of your hands and I'll pull.
There, you're in, Speed. You've made it.
Do you think Senor Bender see you?
Not unless he saw my legs sticking out through that hole. But I don't think so. Otherwise, the old man would have fired his machine gun. Anyway, we're safe in here.
Hey, look, Speed. This place widens out. Why, it's a regular cave.
You're right, Jimmy. Say, I wonder...
Come on, Speed. Let's go back in here and explore it.
Now, hold it up, Jim. I don't like the looks of this place.
What do you mean, Speed?
This material. You see how porous it is, how easily it crumbles? Well, caves like this are dangerous. The vibrations caused by the sound of your voice are liable to start a cave in.
Hey, look at this, Speed.
What, Jim?
There's an old chest of some kind here. Hey, look, here's a coin.
Why, great heavens, Jimmy. This must be the cave on the chart to show our treasure.
Senors, are you sure?
And here are some more chests. Oh, but they're empty.
Jimmy, someone's been here before us. The Chihuahua treasure is gone.
Oh, senors, my heart, it is broke.
Oh, gee, how could we have missed the entrance to this cave as far as we did?
You know, I begin to understand it now, Jim. This earthquake, or whatever it was, has changed things all around. There undoubtedly was a landslide that filled in most of the old canyon and changed the bed of the stream. When we stepped off those 50 paces, we went up the new bed. Where we are now is undoubtedly the old one.
Well, anyway, we at least found the cave. But what has become of the treasure?
You know, from the looks of this place, I'll gamble there hadn't been any human being in this cave for years and years. My guess is that someone found out about this treasure a long time ago. Perhaps not many years after it was buried and made way with it.
And you don't think the Benders got it?
No, I don't.
Hey, what's that, Speed? Over there.
Why, it looks like some human bone. Here, lend a hand, Ortez. Let's move some of these rocks.
Si, senor. Move it just a little more. Why, it's a human skeleton.
Yes, and it's been there for many, many years. I'll bet it was one of the men who rifled this treasure, and he got caught by a cave-in on the roof. See, his skull's crushed.
Hey, look, Speed. Here's an old leather sack. And it's full of gold coins.
So, the Chihuahua treasure, at least the remains of it, have been discovered at last. But treasure always leads to trouble. Will it prove true again? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.